in something, and this is a very special nonprofit effort and community that you become a member of, and several thousand people who are already have done this for over 50 years we've been on the air, and it's just something that makes this community really special. So we need you to continue to contribute and support us at 877-500-5266, or make that contribution online, kboo.fm. you know, you can have that whole bag of wonderful books for about the cost of a cocktail.
It is. I mean, during cocktail hour, unless you're at the spare room, then they're way cheaper there. But I'm just saying, 877-500-5266. We're going to the news.
All right.
Please contribute to this radio station.
Call.
Yes, as they said, call that number, 877-500-5266. The time is 5 o'clock on the dot, and coming up next is the KBOO Evening News. You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, K220 HR Hood River, 91.9 FM, K282BH Philomath at 104.3 FM, and thank you very much.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bridges is a restaurant and catering company that's open daily. More information available at bridgescafeandcatering.net. Lunch was provided by Boki Bowl, with two locations at 1028 Southeast Water Avenue and 1200 Northwest 18th at Northrop. Boki Bowl serves ramen with handmade noodles, unique slow simmer dashi, and more. Dinner was provided by Lardo, with two Portland locations at 1212 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard and 1205 Southwest Washington Street, as well as a Las Vegas location at 3708 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Lardo serves deli-style sandwiches as well as craft beers and cocktails every day from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. or later. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO proudly co-sponsors the Portland Folk Music Society concert series, this month featuring soul, rhythm and blues, and folk singer Chris Webster. Webster draws from many genres, sometimes backing her songs on uke or even washboard, with Nina Gerber on guitars. Gerber honed her skills accompanying folk singer Kate Wolfe. She has accompanied and recorded with Carla Bonoff, Peter Rowan, Nancy Griffith, Greg Brown, and many others. The Portland Folk Music Society concert is April 19th, 7:30 p.m., at the Reedwood Friends Church on Southeast Steel Street in Portland. For more information, go to the website, kboo.fm, and click on Community Events.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on the KBOO Evening News, a new treatment for multiple sclerosis works on mice. Will it work on humans?
Oregon Senator Lou Frederick is proposing new legislation to require law enforcement officers to take special psych exams statewide.
And in Northern Ireland, a beloved young journalist was killed in a shootout between militants and police.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Friday, April 19th, 2019. I'm Linda Olson-Osterlund.
And I'm Michelle Coppola. Amazing news from the doctors at Oregon Health and Sciences University, where they have discovered a breakthrough in treating multiple sclerosis, known as MS. A team of researchers, doctors, and scientists have created a drug that repairs the damage to nerves caused by MS in mice. Now they hope it'll work in humans. The drug will still have to go through human clinical trials and get approved by the Food and Drug Administration, adrenoleukodystrophy and MS affect the protective sheath on nerves called myelin. MS causes the immune system to attack the central nervous system, which damages the myelin barrier, limiting nerves' ability to function. The Pacific Northwest has the highest rates of MS in the world. So far, no known cure and no known cause.
Multnomah County Commissioners yesterday voted to pay $100,000 to an African-American employee who filed a complaint against a coworker who pinned up a flag saying Blue Lives Matter. In a lawsuit filed in January, Karamia Guinon-Pleger alleged that the flag, quote, demeans and denigrates the Black Lives Matter movement. The county employee said she suffered retribution at work and that the county fostered a racially insensitive workplace that caused her debilitating health problems. According to the lawsuit, a county probation officer hung up the flag in September 2017 above a desk, and after Guinon-Pleger and other Black co-workers complained, supervisors refused to remove it. As part of the agreement, Guinon-Pleger must resign effective today, but she will be allowed to reapply for a job with the county, according to her attorney. Also in 2017, Multnomah County workers of color testified at the weekly board meeting that they experienced racial hostility on the job. The testimony came after the county fired Public Health Director Tricia Tillman, who called on the county to investigate its own systemic racism.
Domestic violence charges filed by one former Washington County deputy against another have led to a $50,000 settlement by the City of Portland. Because interagency law enforcement conflicts are often investigated by officials from other law enforcement agencies, the domestic violence case was investigated by Portland Police. In 2015, a Washington County patrol deputy was accused of domestic assault against a female jail deputy, and the woman gave Portland detectives access to data on her cell phone that included nude photographs. The Oregonian reports this week that the Washington County Sheriff's Office later asked for the case file for another investigation. The victim protested, but Portland detectives transferred it, allegedly believing they had no choice. The woman then filed a lawsuit against Portland police, claiming invasion of privacy, and the City Office of Risk Management ruled that she would probably win in court. This week, the City Council voted to approve a settlement.
In December 2012, the U.S. Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against the City of Portland alleging improper use of the city's police force. In 2014, the City of Portland signed a settlement agreement in the U.S. Department of Justice versus City of Portland. Now, in 2019, the DOJ settlement is rarely, if ever, mentioned by city officials, and criticism of the mayor's policing strategy has only grown louder. Yesterday, Oregon State Senator Lou Frederick started a different tack on police accountability with two new bills. The first Senate bill, 423A, would require all law enforcement agencies in Oregon to psychologically evaluate candidates according to a new statewide standards. The second Senate bill, 424, calls for law enforcement agencies to establish mental health wellness policies designed around the specific stresses of police work. Frederick testified before the House Judiciary Committee that his aim is to reduce stress for everyone. Throughout the country last year, 46 officers were fatally shot. Nationwide, over triple that, 140 officers took their own life. Senator Frederick also disclosed a personal interest, adding, quote, "I also hope that when I see blue lights behind me, that I no longer get worried that, as I think about it every time, am I going to die today?" End quote.
An Oregon sheriff known for the Malheur County standoff has resigned from his job in Harney County. County Sheriff Dave Ward says he's giving up his job because of chronic underfunding and concerns about liability caused by his outdated and understaffed jail. Ward was the presiding law officer in 2016 when the Bundy family and their supporters occupied the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Ward published a letter in a local newspaper this week announcing his decision. In the letter, he said that county operations are budget-strapped because of an accounting error that has worsened conditions for his force. County workers already work 10 unpaid hours on furlough each month, he said, and the only way to address budget cuts to the sheriff's department would be layoffs. The deficit in the general fund is more than $800,000 in the next fiscal year, and jail staffing levels in the county fall below the minimum requirements in Oregon.
Trainloads of highly toxic flammable tar sands crude oil are barreling into Portland from Canada on their way to Asian markets. A peaceful rally is planned for Sunday, April 21st at 1 p.m. in front of the Zenith Terminal at 5501 Northwest Front Avenue. Portland citizens are pushing back this Sunday to demand an immediate halt to Zenith Energy's alarming 400% increase in rail traffic. Back in 2016, the Portland City Council voted unanimously to prohibit expansion of fossil fuel projects. However, Zenith Energy claims that their shipping rights are grandfathered in, even though they switched from shipping asphalt to tar sands crude.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. Stay tuned after this newscast for Counterspin. At 6, it's Rising Up with Sonali. Then at 7, it's The Struggle with Alyssa Pariah. Tonight's weather, cloudy, rain on and off, low of 46. Tomorrow, cloudy, slight chance of a shower and a high of 64. Today in history, in 1775, the American Revolution started as fighting broke out in Lexington, Massachusetts. The quote of the day is from Thomas Paine, who wrote in his book Common Sense, quote, "Time makes more converts than reason."
Where is the girl that I knew so well? Where is the world where I used to dwell? I'm so tired being all alone.
And now it's time for today's report from National Native News, the daily newscast dedicated to Indigenous news, issues, and culture.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A traveling exhibit at Lane Community College in Eugene features single-sided earrings. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, the collection represents more than 1,000 murdered or missing Indigenous women.
A long table displays earrings made of silver, abalone shell, feathers, or beadwork. All signify a Canadian Aboriginal woman who was abducted or murdered, either on or off the reservation. LCC student Mary Manenti says the Sing Our Rivers Red exhibit has brought an upsetting issue to her attention.
The United States doesn't have a database of missing or murdered Indigenous people like Canada does. And to see those earrings and what they represent is really moving.
Laurie Tapahanzo is LCC's Native American Student Program Coordinator. She says the prevalence of violence against Indigenous women and lack of a database illustrate the invisibility of these victims.
Invisibility means that a lot of our most pressing issues go unanswered or are low on the spectrum in terms of priority.
Exhibit organizers urge people to lobby lawmakers for a federal database and to support families with missing loved ones. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
A bill in Washington state addressing missing and murdered Indigenous people was sent to the governor this week. It's intended to help advance the investigation of cases. Under the bill, the state patrol is directed to develop protocol for law enforcement to respond to missing persons reports on and off reservations. It also requires the governor's Office of Indian Affairs to provide the patrol with training. Legislation passed last year created a study of missing Native American women in Washington state and to report recommendations to the legislature. The governor is expected to take action on a number of bills Friday and next week. A federal investigation has started looking into allegations of discrimination against Native students in Montana. The ACLU says the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights was in Montana this week talking with students and parents. A complaint filed by the ACLU of Montana on behalf of the Fort Peck tribes alleges discrimination against Native children in the Wolf Point School District, adding the school system has historically failed Native students. A report is expected to be completed by the summer or fall. Kickapoo Coffee Roasters in Wisconsin announced this week it will be changing its name. In a letter to the public, the owners of the company say using the name is appropriation. The coffee roaster was founded in 2005 and named after the Kickapoo River, but the owners say they claimed a name that was never theirs to use and have apologized to Kickapoo Nations. The announcement is the first step. The company is open to have dialogue as a new name has not been decided on. Business operations will continue under Kickapoo Coffee until January 2020. The Navajo Nation has been awarded more than $200 million to address uranium. Members of New Mexico's congressional delegation announced this week the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will provide multiple contracts over a five-year period to address uranium contamination from abandoned mines. Cleanup response and construction services are expected to be conducted on former uranium mine sites in New Mexico. An estimated more than 500 abandoned uranium mines are on Navajo land, including more than 100 in New Mexico. Navajo leaders say the Navajo Nation and Navajo people have suffered from sickness and pollution due to the legacy of uranium mining on their land. Proposals will be made available for small businesses for the cleanup. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Our friends the Beavers can provide a lot of benefits to a stream. It's time for The Current Cast with Melinda Daniels.
Nature's engineers go to work on this Current Cast.
Before European colonization, beaver would have been ubiquitous across the northern United States Great Lakes region.
That's Melinda Daniels of the Stroudwater Research Center in Pennsylvania. She says in developed areas, beaver dams can be a nuisance.
But if there's room, beaver are a great thing to reintroduce.
Beaver dams filter sediment out of a stream. They create warm ponds that can become nurseries for some fish, and by dragging branches and leaves into the water, beavers add organic material to the ecosystem.
Having that keystone species that plays such an important structuring role can really fast-track the restoration of a stream ecosystem.
Current Cast is produced in partnership with Cornell University's Atkinson Center for a Sustainable Future. Learn more at currentcast.org.
A journalist named Lyra McKee was killed during a violent riot in Northern Ireland yesterday. Police are attributing the attack to a Republican militant group claiming to be the new IRA. Police have launched a murder inquiry into McKee's death, and the attack is being treated as a terrorism incident. For more information, here is KABU's Tommy... Let me restate that, please. For more information, here's KABU's Tammy Habteas.
Lyra McKee, a 29-year-old journalist, was killed during a police raid in Derry, Ireland yesterday. According to other journalists on the scene, McKee was standing near a police vehicle when she was caught in a crossfire between authorities and a group of Republican dissidents. In a public statement after the shooting, a far-left political group called SARA, or Liberation in English, said in a public statement, quote, "The blame for last night lies squarely at the feet of the British Crown Forces, who sought to grab headlines and engineered confrontation with the community," end quote. The party is taking responsibility for the killing and insists that they were protecting themselves from police. Quote, "During the attack on the community, a Republican volunteer attempted to defend people from the PSNI/RUC. Tragically, a young journalist covering the events, Lara McKee, was killed accidentally." McKee is from Belfast and recently moved to Derry to be with her partner, Sarah. McKee's writing focused on the disappearances of young people during and since the Troubles, a long-standing and violent conflict between Irish Catholic Republicans and pro-British Protestant Unionists. Lara McKee was also an LGBTQ activist, and in 2014, she published a blog post titled "Letter to My 14-Year-Old Self," describing the struggles of growing up gay in Northern Ireland and coming out to her mother. The post went viral and was later adapted into a short film. Vigils in her honor are being held throughout Ireland. For KABU Evening News, this is Tammy.
The U.S. Attorney General is working hard to hide the truth about President Donald Trump from the American people. In this KABU commentary, Teresa Mitchell says, "Impeach the bastard."
Attorney General William Barr obtained his job by writing an open letter to President Trump, a memorandum running to 19 pages that stated, quote, "Mueller's obstruction theory is fatally misconceived," end quote. The Washington Post called that an audition. So now that the Mueller investigation report has landed in Barr's court, he has followed through on his written implied promise to become Trump's personal counsel and defender rather than an actual impartial attorney general of the United States. And Barr is getting off to a great start in his self-defined mission, first withholding the entire report while grossly mischaracterizing it to the press in a four-page summary, then heavily censoring the several hundred pages of the report. Congressional investigators and journalists who have been following this charade have repeatedly warned that we still do not know the most damning details of the report. It is obvious from Barr's mendacious pretense that he could not reveal grand jury testimony that he has removed the most significant information. If this were not true, Barr would have submitted the grand jury information pro forma to a judge to have it cleared for release, as was the case in the report submitted to Congress during the Whitewater and Watergate hearings. We now face months, or if Barr has his way, years of struggle with the congressionally issued subpoenas in order to pry out that information. But it is already clear, as NBC News has noted, that the report reveals at least 10 instances of obstruction of justice. The newest dodge against the commencement of impeachment hearings in the House, which bizarrely is even being accepted by some on the left, is that the intent of the president somehow bears on whether he is allowed to obstruct the wheels of justice. This standard has never existed in presidential nor any other trial of obstruction of justice. The House of Representatives must take up Representative Ilhan Omar's impeachment bill and begin to assemble the investigational framework and hearing schedule for impeachment. The fact that the Senate is too corrupt to convict under any circumstances is not relevant. The impeachment process will bring popular pressure against the fascist administration of Donald Trump and keep the eyes of the nation focused on his criminality. Anything less than a full-throated impeachment effort smacks of appeasement to fascism, and we all know where that leads. Speaking for myself, I'm Teresa Mitchell.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News for Friday, April 19th, 2019. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories and tips at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Joe Meyer and Louise Hoff. The producer is Tammy Hobteas, and our engineer is Sam Bowman. The interim director of Evening News and Public Affairs is Lisa Loving. A podcast and transcript of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Linda Olson Osterlund.
And I'm Michelle Coppola. Coming up after the news is Counterspin. Right now, we want to let you know that KBOO volunteers have made an extra effort to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening. So now we are asking you to step up and help us continue to do that. Joining us now are Lisa and Annette to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Right. I'm Lisa. I'm here with Annette. You already heard that. It's not breaking news. But this is our spring membership drive. We're asking you to pick up your phone and tap in 877-500-5266. We had a few people call. No one took that awesome book bag, by the way.
I can't believe that. But these are awesome books.
Look. We do want to thank Elvira from Vancouver. She's new. You know what to do, Annette.
Ring in the cowbell.
Yay, Elvira. Woo-hoo. And Lance renewed. Thanks, Lance. She's getting excited with that cowbell. That's for new people. Annette, I need to, you know, come on now. We get pretty excited out here.
Cowbell obsessed.
But we have this bag of books that is called, it's called Political Downfall. We've been talking about it. It's got five classic political books in it that if you give us a contribution, $80 annual contribution, we figured that's like $7 or so a month.
About one martini.
One mixed drink. So you could be buying the radio station a cocktail once a month. If you come in person, you get to take the whole thing away. And we're located at 20 Southeast 8th in Portland, Oregon. We love your bright and shining afternoon face, and we would love to see you in person.
That's
We're real people. We're not a computer with noise coming out of it.
It's true. And actually, we want to give you, we want to give out that number one more time because it is really important.
Seven more times. Eight more times.
877-500-5266. And if you got a computer, here we go, online, kboo.fm. And you can make your donation there, and we'll be very happy to take it. You know, there have been several people we wanted to thank for calling during the last hour and a half, and we would love to hear from more of you, and we would love to meet our goal. I think it's a $300 we're trying to make for this hour.
Yeah, we're trying to make $300 for this hour. 877-500-5266. I'm going to suggest that you contribute 1 hour's wage per month. 1 hour's wage. I don't know if you make minimum wage. I don't know if you make $40 an hour. I just met someone who makes $60 an hour, and I'm saying 1 hour's wage a month. It can be a wonderful transformational activity because you're having a bad day at work and you can say, wait, I'm working my KBOO hour. It really does have an impact. 877-500-5266.
So we want you to take a stand for truth, take a stand for for freedom of information, and take a stand for the facts. These are so important. You're part of this powerful movement of participating in independent media, which is so rare these days. And we call on you now for your support. Every day, thousands of you rely on the newscast, the KBOO Evening News, which you just listened to. And these are newscasts that are produced by local people, local volunteers, local experts, local activists who are very passionate about
the causes. Could be you. You could be one of these people.
You can come on in, and we'll put you to work. No doubt about that. And also, we have wonderful training programs for people who are new to radio or new to podcasting and want to learn the techniques. Well, we train people. But the thing is, we do need your help to stay on the air and continue offering all these services, which have been going on here for more than 50 years at KBOO. So call us at 877-500-5266. And we have some wonderful thank you gifts in addition to that wonderful book collection for political junkies out there. We also have the News You're Not Supposed to Know Press Watch T-shirt for KBOO, and that can be yours for a pledge of $120 or $10 a month, however you want it. And the Press Watch T-shirt, that's an important part of what we do here too. Also, there's a KBOO black beanie, $60 or $5 a month for that one. Music Makes the Movement tote bag can be yours for $60 or $5 a month. And Democracy Now! T-shirt, $120 or $10 a month. And just a simple KBOO logo T-shirt for $75 or $6.25 a month. So we have all different budget levels represented here, and we would love to hear from you and love to get your pledge at 877-500-5266.
I'm guessing that a lot of people listening are already members, and so I want to encourage you to consider the possibility of a gift membership. We already confirmed that President Donald Trump is not currently a KBOO member, and you could give him a gift membership by giving us a call, 877-500-5266. But we also give gift memberships to incarcerated people. If you give a gift membership to someone, it means that they're allowed to participate in our board of directors elections, which I'd love to see Donald Trump over here voting for the KBOO board of directors. That would fascinate me. I am putting that out. But
we should send him an invitation.
Right. Well, you could buy the president a gift membership. Every other president in the past 20 years has actually been a KBOO member because someone bought them a gift membership. All we really need is their address. And you know, it's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're sort of piffling. We're sort of joking with that. But the thing is, we really need people to make a contribution. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Give online, kboo.fm. We have gifts that we can give you. We want you to give us a gift. But the thing is, we're together. It's really about us. We share our resources, and we try to make our community a better place. And when you do call, 877-500-5266, you make that contribution. It has a ripple effect. I really strongly want to encourage someone to come in person to 20 Southeast 8th in Portland, Oregon, and get this book bag, the bag full of books. Lies Incorporated, The World of Post-Truth Politics. This is incredible. Tom Hartman's book, The Crash of 2016, The Plot to Destroy America and What We Can Do to Stop It. Decline and Fall, The End of Empire and the Future of Democracy in 21st Century America, John Michael Greer. Nation on the Take, this is a classic book, y'all. How Big Money Corrupts Our Democracy. This is Wendell Potter and Nick Pennyman, right? You've heard all these these people on these airwaves before. Affluenza, again, a classic book, how overconsumption is killing us and how to fight back. These are not new books, but they are new books here that you would receive. They were all published in the past 5 years. And these are great books for you to get and share with young people in your life or your grandma. You know, my mom watches MSNBC too darn much, and I know she'd read some of these books, and it would up her analysis. 877-500-5266 is the number to call, but we're looking for you to come in person to 20 Southeast 8th in Portland to get this book bag. A bag, it's in the KBOO Music Makes a Movement tote bag. You know, our theme for the drive is Smash Fascism, Restore Humanity. That's us, and that's you. Right? This really is about you. What were you going to say, Annette?
It's just a small expense. It can be a big part of your day. Think about KBOO's place in your day, how it helps inform you regularly. That's worth something. That's valuable. You value how KBOO informs you. So please, become a member right now, 877-500-5266. The money you invest actually comes right back into this community, and it gives you a service that's really rare and really essential and very special to Portland. We've been very blessed that we've had KBOO in our community for more than 50 years, especially as the mainstream outlets mass produce attempts at news. Now we can step out of a new norm because of your support and have an independent voice and hear other sides of the issues and hear the truth. We can put the truth on the air here.
877-500-5266. It's time for Counterspin.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, a March Washington Post article about Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte said, quote, "As of December, more than 5,000 people have been slain because of Duterte's war on drugs," according to officials. That number, however, is significantly lower than the estimate given by human rights groups, which put the casualties at closer to 12,000 or even 20,000. Close quote. Note the passivity of the phrase "have been slain," and the choice to lead with an official death